Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're tuned into Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast that takes the overwhelming challenge of dissertation writing and breaks it down into manageable, achievable milestones. In today's episode, we're honing in on a critical element of your dissertation journey, the literature review. This isn't just a step in the process, it's the foundational structure that will support the entirety of your scholarly work. The literature review does more than just fulfill a requirement. It acts as the framework of your entire dissertation. It methodically builds upon previous studies, integrating and juxtaposing your work against the broader academic dialogue. Picture yourself constructing a building. Without a robust architectural plan, the structure wouldn't hold up. The same goes for your dissertation. Without a well-developed literature review, your work lacks the necessary depth and robustness that are crucial for its success. Consider this analogy. You're about to set off on a significant adventure. Before you go, you meticulously plan every part of your route to make sure you're only carrying what you need, ensuring every item has a purpose. In much the same way, a literature review requires you to strategically map out your academic terrain, making certain that each scholarly article, every research paper you review, enriches your understanding and contributes vitally to your overarching research question. In today's session, we're going to dive into optimizing your approach to literature reviews. Regardless of whether you are at the beginning of your research or perhaps already in the midst of sifting through academic papers, the guidance we offer today will streamline your process. This isn't just about making the task manageable. It's about transforming it into an enjoyable part of your research journey. The strategies we discuss will enhance your efficiency and effectiveness, enabling you to handle the literature review with greater ease and confidence. So, pick up your preferred note-taking tools, whether digital or traditional, and let's embark on this journey to master the literature review process. We're going to lay down the groundwork and provide you with practical, actionable advice to ensure that you not only handle this task efficiently, but also truly excel at it. Let's begin setting the stage for a highly successful and insightful literature review. In today's session, we're going to dive into optimizing your approach to literature reviews. Regardless of whether you are at the beginning of your research or perhaps already in the midst of sifting through academic papers, the guidance we offer today will streamline your process. This isn't just about making the task manageable. It's about transforming it into an enjoyable part of your research journey. The strategies we discuss will enhance your efficiency and effectiveness, enabling you to handle the literature review with greater ease and confidence. So pick up your preferred note-taking tools, whether digital or traditional, and let's embark on this journey to master the literature review process. We're going to lay down the groundwork and provide you with practical, actionable advice to ensure that you not only handle this task efficiently, but also truly excel at it. Let's begin setting the stage for a highly successful and insightful literature review. Tip 1, define your scope clearly. As we delve into our first substantial tip for excelling in your literature review, let's underscore the critical nature of having a well-defined scope. Establishing your research scope with precision from the outset is akin to setting precise coordinates for a journey. Without these coordinates, it's all too easy to drift into areas that, while interesting, may not be directly relevant to your central research question. Why is maintaining this focus essential? Consider the scenario of planning a significant celebration or gathering. You wouldn't indiscriminately invite every acquaintance. Instead, you'd carefully select guests who align with the event's theme and purpose. In a similar vein, a sharply defined research question acts as a filter, ensuring that every source you consult contributes directly and significantly to your research objectives, thereby enhancing the overall quality and relevance of your work. How can you achieve this level of clarity? Begin with a broad area of interest and progressively refine it. Pose critical questions to yourself about what aspects of the topic genuinely capture your curiosity. Write these initial thoughts down. They don't need to be flawless initially, but should serve as a preliminary guide for your research direction. For a practical approach, consider utilizing mind mapping. This technique involves creating a visual map of your ideas, which can significantly aid in visualizing how various themes and subtopics interconnect. This process can also highlight specific areas that are particularly ripe for investigation. Digital tools such as MindMeister or Kaggle are particularly effective for this task, offering user-friendly interfaces that facilitate complex organizational tasks. To illustrate with a real-world example, imagine a student focused on the environmental sciences, specifically examining the effects of climate change on oceanic ecosystems. They might refine their broad topic to a more precise question such as, how have rising ocean temperatures affected the migration patterns of Atlantic salmon? This sharply focused question directs the student's research efforts toward very specific studies, helping to avoid a sprawling, unfocused review that broadly addresses climate change. By defining your scope with such precision and care, you not only streamline your literature review process, but also establish a solid foundation that enhances the coherence and impact of your entire dissertation. Tip 2, utilize technology and tools. In today's information age, a wide array of digital tools is at our disposal, ranging from sophisticated citation managers to comprehensive research databases and intuitive note-taking applications. These tools are designed to support and simplify the complex tasks associated with academic research. Why should you integrate these tools into your research workflow? Think of them as invaluable research assistants, always ready to help. They are capable of managing and organizing vast amounts of bibliographic data, automatically formatting citations according to various academic standards, and facilitating efficient note-taking as you navigate through myriad sources. Getting started with a citation manager is straightforward. Choose a tool that fits your needs. Zotero and EndNote are excellent choices. Install the tool and integrate it with your web browser. As you encounter useful studies, you can add them to your library with a single click, which captures all the essential bibliographic details automatically. To effectively integrate your notes and citations, make use of the annotation features provided by these tools. You can annotate documents directly within these applications, allowing you to maintain organized and easily accessible notes linked directly to their source materials. This integration significantly streamlines the literature review process, as it keeps your insights well organized and ready to be incorporated into your writing. Here's a practical application from a real-life scenario. Consider a doctoral candidate overwhelmed by the sheer volume of sources she needed to manage during her dissertation. By implementing a citation management system, she could systematically organize over 200 sources, drastically reducing the time spent managing references and focusing more on her actual research. This not only saved her countless hours, but also reduced stress and increased her overall efficiency during critical phases of her dissertation. By adopting these digital tools, you not only save precious time, but also enhance the precision and scope of your literature review, ensuring that your research is as robust and comprehensive as possible. Let's explore our third tip, adopting a systematic approach to reading and note-taking. This structured methodology is crucial for conducting a thorough and efficient literature review, as it ensures that all necessary information is captured accurately without unnecessary duplication of effort. Why is a systematic approach to reading so vital? It guards against the common pitfalls of redundant reading and incomplete note-taking. With a systematic strategy in place, each session of reading is maximized for insight and efficiency, ensuring that you cover all necessary aspects without overlooking important details. The SQR3 method offers a robust framework for this purpose. Begin by surveying the document to get an overview of its structure. Then, pose specific questions you want the text to answer. Read the document carefully to uncover these answers. Next, recite key points to reinforce what you've learned. Finally, review your notes to confirm that you've captured all crucial information comprehensively. To effectively organize your notes, structure them to align with the thematic elements or chapters of your dissertation. This organization not only makes the transition from the literature review to writing your dissertation seamless, but also helps in constructing a logical and coherent narrative throughout your document. Consider the example of a student researching renewable energy. She applied the SQR3 method to her investigation into various energy solutions. By systematically organizing her findings according to different types of renewable energy sources, she crafted a literature review that not only supported her thesis, but also laid a clear path for her ongoing research. Adopting systematic strategies like these not only streamlines your research process, but also deepens your engagement with the material, enhancing both your understanding and your ability to retain critical information. As we bring today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days to a close, let's take some time to thoroughly recap and reflect on the vital strategies we've explored to significantly enhance your literature review process. We initiated our discussion with a deep dive into the critical importance of clearly defining your research scope. This foundational step ensures that each piece of research you engage with is intricately aligned with the objectives of your dissertation, providing a clear and focused path forward in your academic journey. By establishing this clarity from the outset, you set yourself up for a more streamlined and targeted research experience. Following that, we ventured into the transformative power of technology in the research process. We explored a variety of digital tools that can drastically simplify and expedite your work, from advanced citation managers to comprehensive research databases and intuitive note-taking apps. These tools are more than just aids. They can revolutionize the way you handle the vast amounts of information involved in a dissertation, turning a potentially overwhelming process into a manageable task. Then, we delved into systematic reading and note-taking strategies, highlighting the necessity of a structured approach to effectively gather and organize information. This methodical strategy not only ensures that you capture the most relevant and critical data, but also enhances your efficiency, allowing you to make the best use of your valuable time. Incorporating these methodologies into your daily research routine can elevate the quality of your work and make the path to completing your dissertation smoother and more enjoyable. Each technique we've discussed is designed to build upon the last, creating a cohesive and comprehensive research process. Now, as you move forward, I encourage you to actively implement these strategies. Try integrating one new tool at a time, or experiment with modifying your reading techniques during your next literature review session. Small changes can lead to significant improvements, and each step you take is a move towards a more refined and impactful dissertation. I'm keen to hear about your application of these strategies. How have they influenced your research process? Have they brought new insights or perhaps some unexpected challenges? Share your experiences and any questions you have with us via social media or email. Your feedback is crucial, as it not only informs future episodes, but also helps us understand how to better support you in your academic endeavors. Additionally, be sure to join us for our next episode, where we will dive into the techniques for synthesizing your research into a compelling narrative. This crucial skill will help you articulate your findings in a way that resonates strongly with your audience, enhancing the academic and practical impact of your work. Thank you once again for joining me today. Keep striving for excellence, and let your dedication to your research inspire every aspect of your dissertation. Push forward with confidence, refine your methods, and let your work shine brightly in the academic community.